Coast Radio News for February 19, 2020. I'm George Henry. Little more is known this morning about the shooting that left one person dead and one person in critical condition in Southview. Police responded to a residence in the 90,800 block of Southview Lane yesterday morning, locating an elderly couple, both with gunshot wounds. According to Sergeant Kerry Carver with the Lane County Sheriff's Office, the 71-year-old woman was pronounced dead at the scene, and the man, 75, was transported to Peace Harbor Hospital for medical treatment before being moved to Riverbend. Carver says there's no indication of a continued threat to the community in connection with the case. Names have still not been released. The Oregon Department of Transportation is alerting motorists that the paving at the intersection of Highway 101 and 126 will begin today. Flaggers will be out to direct traffic and delays are expected. Yesterday, a two-car wreck at the entrance of Florence's City Hall caused further delays as crews attempted to pave side street connections. SVFR was on the scene for more than an hour as Florence police redirected traffic. Members of the Central Lincoln PUD Florence office and Siuslaw Valley Fire and Rescue were recognized for their life-saving efforts yesterday from a wreck that happened on New Year's Eve. Captain Liz Yabakello and members of the responding team, along with PUD workers, helped save four lives that were endangered by hot power lines after a Ford Excursion carrying a mother and her three children drove off the edge of North Fork Road, clipping a power pole. SVFR personnel kept the mother and child calm while awaiting linemen from Central Lincoln PUD. A letter from then 13-year-old Eve Stidman, along with a letter to Central Lincoln PUD from Captain Liz Yabakello, documented the event. Central Lincoln personnel handed out challenge coins to the crew and dispatchers, as well as Captain Yabakello. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, February 19th, 2020.